Hello there. This is How to Die Alone. Hey guys, it's the How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts. I'm Stephen Henry. With me, as always, is David Wayne.
David. Wayne.
Yeah. From Wayne Enterprises. Also with me is Matt Williams.
Matt Williams. Skippity wop.
I had to change it up because they're sitting in a different order today.
Yeah. Yeah, it threw me off for a loop.
My autism wouldn't allow it.
You have to go counterclockwise.
Right. Yeah. I actually had to like think of the wheel in my head. I'm like, which way is it turning? All right, counterclockwise. Yeah, left. Right.
Yeah. Countercuckwise.
Or America, you go to the right, goddammit.
Yeah. We're not doing any of the metric.
We're not reading that Japanese book where it's right to left.
The Hebrews?
Yeah. Same thing.
The Hebrews is the same thing, right?
Just different types of Japs.
That was like a Koopa.
A lot of Japs in your logic.
People had a joke about that over in a coffee shop, something about Hebrews. I don't remember.
Maybe Koopa?
It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't Koopa.
It was Stopa.
Stopa, that's who it was. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Sorry, Justin. You're listening. You're not listening, but fuck you.
I'm just feverishly writing
no,
roast
he
jokes
had,
about
he
David.
Had, he had a glasses one that was silly as fuck.
Koopa or Stopa?
Koopa did. I can't remember. Okay. Something.
He both. They're basically the same.
Yeah.
About opening like a glass, like an eyeglass place. I don't remember the punch, so this is pointless. I mean,
this is great. This is gold right here.
Same build, same material.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't beard. Have a we don't have a guest today, so it's gonna be the three of us. It's gonna be the original boys.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's just gonna be spinning gold.
Oh yeah,
I know it makes
some
you mad.
Marble Stiltskin shit.
Like I was looking at the stats, and like our first episode, if somebody downloads, I'm like, stop listening to the first one. It's so bad.
Terrible.
It was just us three, the first three, and it's like we didn't know anything about each other. It was like we were all feeling each other out. It just
perfect.
Our producer was very mad on the couch.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Producer, aka my roommate.
Yeah, our producer has since left the program.
Yeah, he used to go in the other room and be in a huff.
Punch the walls. No.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was like he was just like slamming brooms against the wall because he couldn't do it to upstairs people.
Yeah, just poking the wall.
Y'all suck.
Boo!
Hitting the wall to the living room or whatever. Just,
yeah. We're like, is that a ghost?
Boo! Yeah, my giving him a southern accent, even though he's like from South Florida.
Bad. He?
Yeah, he's
Boca,
something like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He seems like a Boca guy. I don't know why I say that.
The village
Jewish. That's what I'm getting out of that one.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's Jewish.
Rat mouth. That's where he's from.
He's from what?
Rat mouth.
What the fuck is rat mouth?
Boca Raton.
Is that the name? Like, is that the nickname?
Boca Raton means rat mouth.
I had no idea.
It does?
Yeah. That's what it means in Spanish.
What does boca mean?
Boca is mouth.
Okay.
And raton is rat.
Wait. So they named the city Rat Mouth?
Yes.
Wait, no, if it's Boca Raton, is it Mouth of Rat?
Like Mouth of the Rat.
Or Mouth Rat?
I would love to see a Mouth Rat. Just like it's a very gummy animal.
It's the worst replacement for toothpaste ever. Mouth Rat. You put it in, it'll eat the trash out of your mouth.
He's all the garbage.
See, dude, all I can think of is just like a rat with like you know, like huge dentures in it.
No, I just think of like some dude walking around with a rat tail hanging out of his mouth. And like someone's like, hey, is that floss? Nope. Rat. It's a rat in my mouth. Rat.
It's like Lemmy Winks or whatever. Fucking South Park.
Lemmy Winks. It's like reverse Lemmy Winks.
Yeah. Instead of felching, it's like mouth felching.
I'm not going to let him out until my mouth's clean.
It's a medical condition. He's like, yeah, I guess I got to get this checked out. You have a live rat living in your mouth. How long?
That's
about 3 months.
That's not a condition. That's an emergency.
Yeah, it wasn't bad until I started having babies.
Just imagine the pamphlets living with rat mouth.
Are you living with rat mouth?
It's like the guy on the pamphlet just has like a rat in his mouth. Just like... Depends on the rat, though. Dude. If you get like a New York rat, Jesus Christ. I think right. You got to have a big mouth for that.
Or like a New Orleans. Like.
Oh,
Orleans,
yeah. They're like Orleans. The size of like possums.
Did you ever see that one fish parasite? Like it goes in, it eats a fish's tongue, and then it replaces the tongue.
No. Like, it sounds familiar, though.
It eats the fish's tongue and then latches itself in its esophagus, so when the fish eats, the fish doesn't get food. It just gets shit from the parasite.
Oh, really? That's a real thing?
Yeah. So the fish looks like a fucking xenomorph. It's got like a mouth in its mouth.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's just like, so let me get this straight. Not only am I not eating, I'm also getting shit in my mouth. Yeah.
Well, not even in your mouth, straight down your throat.
Yeah, yeah, it's...
Oh, the fish comes over. Dude, stay away from Tom. He's got shit breath, dude. What's wrong with him? You smell his bubbles? They were not
yeah,
good.
That's why it's like, funny that there's Jesus fish, because fish would not believe in God if that exists.
Yeah, what kind of God would allow this to attach itself in my mouth?
Fuck you, God.
And then shit down my throat.
Shit down my throat all day.
Jesus fish.
There is no God. Oh.
Man, that's what happens. Once you become a non-believer, he puts the parasite in
your mouth. Breath smells like shit.
Yeah.
Funny story.
I'm going to die.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's like the human centipede, only, but it's like within.
Yeah.
So, like, is there another fish that shits in that one's mouth, too? Well, like, is there a parasite
if a,
that feeds
if a bigger
off of
fish
parasite?
Eats a smaller fish?
Right, yeah, except for they all just get stuck and just shit in each other's mouths.
Makes that screensaver much more horrific.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. I knew that the one parasite that, like, gets in
your pee hole?
No, I knew about that one.
Candiru?
There's one that, like, it gets into, like...
Yeah, the candiru.
Like someone's mind, like an animal's mind, and forces it to jump in the water so it drowns itself.
There's one from cats that makes you like cats.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It gets in the cat's brains, and then it'll like, or in their mind. And
is
makes
that
them...
like that M. Night Shyamalan movie? Or like
what, the
like...
happening?
The crappening is more like hey. It. What?
No, what, so like, what does it do with the cats? It makes it jump in the water, doesn't it?
I don't know about that.
Oh. No, there was one where it makes something jump in the water and drowns it, and then it just, like, and now it has a food source, so it, like, eats.
Oh, that makes, okay, that sounds, there's one with ants, there's a fungus that'll attach to it, and it'll, like, take it over, and it'll, like, I don't know, make it starve itself, or it'll, like, make it seek out other places for it to reproduce.
Yeah, this is about to get real nerdy. That's
like a zombie one.
That's the basis of Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
Is that ant. Because that ant's real.
Boom. Yeah.
That's scary then, dude.
Yeah, I know. That, like, okay, so when I was, for you guys that didn't know, when I was in med school, we had our genetics, no, one of our microbiology teachers was batshit crazy, but he did also convince me that our downfall is definitely going to be a virus. Because, like, it's so crazy how all you have to do is just tweak some DNA left and right to fuck you up.
Well, not just that. Like, the virus, it can exist in a frozen state, and then, like, when it gets down to room temp, just, like,
it depends which alive. It depends which ones, because you can have, like, the, like, bacterial, like, endospores and things like that, where, like, it's kind of like a heart, like, just like a little impenetrable ball of funk until the... Mm-hmm. Yeah, until the environment gets so that it can survive again. And they're like, we can't kill this. Like, that's why you have like the super bugs and stuff like that in hospitals, because they've adapted to all the...
Super bug is not a black exploitation movie?
It will be.
Super bug.
Just a roach like, you fucking up my chair, girl.
Sounds like yeah, super racist right out of the gate.
That sounds like a good rap name, though. Superbug.
Oh, I thought he was going to say Jerry Curl.
No.
What?
I don't know why.
A rap name, Jerry Curl. When he's got like a high top fade. So it's like not even close. So I'm like, what the fuck's the name of it? It's oxymoronic.
You weren't expecting that.
Yeah.
This is my DJ Ratmouth.
Yeah, DJ Ratmouth on the ones and twos.
Oh my God.
Squeak, squeak.
Squeak, squeak.
Squeaking on the ones and twos. You're
dead rat mouse.
Oh my God.
Well, there already is a dead mouse.
Yeah.
So it's like close enough. Yeah. And he wears a mouse head. So the hip hop version is rat mouse.
Rat the mouse.
From Boca Raton, ironically.
You say rat the mouth?
Yeah, rat the mouth.
Like run the jewels?
Yeah.
All right. That all. Was
like rat the Tui?
We try.
Oh my God. Rat the Tui. Patton Oswalt's going to come over here.
Follow goes west.
Just naming rat things.
Yeah, I'm just going with ratchet right now. I don't know what else to
do. That's so ratchet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. We're killing it this
We've
episode.
We've derailed folks. Already. We're getting silly.
We need a guest really bad.
No, we don't.
We're doing
no,
fine.
I don't know. It was.
You know where they had some good guests? Was that their royal wedding?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That,
did you guys actually watch it?
No.
I didn't either.
I watched the Facebook feed about it.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone making jokes.
Here's how I know that like people know who I am as a person. I got no less than 6 like GIFs. Do you guys say GIFs or GIFs?
GIFs.
GIFs.
Yeah, I got no less than 6 GIFs of the South Park episode of like the royal pudding. Episode with like the
Canadian,
the Canadian.
Yeah, I just
one.
Watched that episode. Remember we were talking about it. That's crazy.
Where there's was like he was it he rips off the princess's arm and shoves it up his ass at the end. And
I haven't seen it in a while.
Oh my God!
Which is tradition?
So
which is tradition?
Yeah,
they kept saying like the whole thing. It's oh that's tradition. That's tradition. Like he's just all
like,
doing this.
He's like the Queen of Calgary puts on a fake beard as is tradition. And it was like the little mushroom people of Nova Scotia.
Yeah. They're like freaking out. It was silly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so good.
So, but yeah, I don't know. I saw the memes of like, I guess she's black, who he married.
Yeah, she's biracial.
So I had that girl from the barbecue thing or whatever. I kept seeing that meme.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The lady that calls the police on everybody.
Well, yeah. Well, she called the police on, I guess, black people were having a barbecue. So she called the cops on them. I think it's the origin. I don't even know the origin
that's,
of it.
Yeah. It was they were having a barbecue, I guess, or a family reunion or something like that, and she was like, ah, it's suspicious, or something like that, and she called the cops
on. She was wearing those cop sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like...
Did you guys hear, like, I know you probably saw the guy yelling at the Spanish people in the restaurant.
Yeah, the lawyer.
Attorney.
Yeah, did you hear about the Starbucks one?
No.
There's another Starbucks one. Oh, some guy named Jose ordered a coffee or whatever, and they put on his coffee cup, they put the word beaner.
Oh, what the fuck?
Like, they printed it.
Starbucks did that?
Yeah.
God, who wanted to get fired that day? He was like, hey, look what I wrote on his cup. I wrote beaner.
Well, it's not even that. Dude, they, like,
that,
said
I, like,
his name
it's
wrong
like,
or something.
It's like kind of coffee bean.
That's kinda. The level we're at now is where, like... You know, because I don't know. Whenever I go to Starbucks,
that's
it's always like white. Yeah, but it's always like white, like privileged looking people.
Duh.
Does that make any sense?
No.
Like not like it's not the same kind of white you would see at like a McDonald's.
Keep going.
Yeah. No, like the white people that work. The white people that work at McDonald's.
Okay.
When you go to it's like they have this like even the employees there are pretentious about like other fucking coffee or fast food employees.
Okay.
Like
so
in my
like,
mind, that's what, just how I
them
think
looking
that,
down at
that's
Taco
what they
Bell
think.
Employees?
They've got McFrappe.
Yeah, exactly.
Pride.
Yeah, they're just like looking down at McDonald's.
You know, the
like,
machine's always broken.
Yeah, your coffee fucking blows. Like, our coffee's way better type thing. And then now...
Just like their spirits.
It's like,
machines
dude,
are broken.
You're working at Starbucks and you're calling someone else a beaner. Like, it's just like, you're the beaner. You grind them shits all day. You know what I mean? And that's hacky as fuck too. But
yeah.
I feel like it fits in the realm of putting beaner on a fucking guy.
Right.
No, you're
cup.
Punching
like,
up.
That's how shitty that is.
He was punching way up.
Yeah. Well, the one guy in New
English
York,
like, it's like, listen, just because you got a master's in creative writing and you're coming back here to Starbucks to your roots doesn't mean that you can call somebody a fucking beaner. It's like, you're still working at Starbucks.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That was the whole point.
Because that was I used to work
at
Starbucks
at least,
in college.
Like, but like at least the guy that went off, he was like a lawyer or something. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So I'm not saying that gives
Spanish.
Him more leeway to be a racist, but I'm just saying like he's like you know
you kind of expect
he's doing
it.
Okay in life.
I mean he's part of the justice system. You kind of expect him to be.
That's
racist.
True at this point. A white guy that works, yeah, exactly, as a lawyer. Hmm.
Be like there'd Jewish be no other one? Way to yeah. funnel them through otherwise.
Yeah.
Damn.
But no, like I saw a Facebook Live where like they went to his apartment because like
oh, yeah.
he was renting out like I guess like an office somewhere and he mm-hmm. had to close that down because they were like, people were crowding outside his office. So then they found out where he lived, and they were just like holding like a fiesta.
Yeah.
Like outside of his apartment. I thought it was hilarious.
Actually, I don't know if they rented or if they just knew somebody, but they had a mariachi band.
Oh, yeah. It was great. They're doing a fiesta outside of his apartment. It was hilarious.
Yeah, because when they said fiesta or party, I was like, that's awesome. I was like, that is. I can't think of a better way to fight racism than by throwing like a block party.
Oh, yeah.
With a fucking mariachi band, like the bane of existence on the subway in New York is that like trumpet, big ass guitar. Oh no, mariachi band.
I'd rather get robbed in the last car than deal with this.
Yeah, right. Let's go to the back.
Yeah, no, I think that's what they need to do. It's just like they need to go to that racist white lady's house and throw a big ass
barbecue, yeah.
You know, just like smoker and like. I was like,
just the cardboard sign of smoke fish, $8 or whatever.
Right, yeah. Oh yeah, perfect.
Just roll the smoke.
Yeah, instead of going out of your way to be like, fuck you, blah 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 blah, just have a fucking party. Mm-hmm. And be like, you're a dick, I'm gonna have fun with this because you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's like
at the end of the day, like I'm still a good person, you're the asshole, and I'm gonna have a party.
We're having a good time about it too. Like that's why I liked it, because it was like it wasn't like a protest where like we have signs and they're chanting like we hate you. It's just like, no, fuck you, we're gonna have a good time in front of your house. Like,
right? Yeah, in front of your house.
That's why it's so much better, because
right, yeah, because the freedom, you have the freedom to like congregate.
That's why we need to keep these guns on the book, goddamn. We need
reason.
To go to the White House and into Congress and just start firing off rounds in the air, you know, because that's smart, you know.
Right.
Like, have a good time with it. So like, you can't take our guns away, just start firing AR-15s. You guys should do that. Everyone that owns guns, go do that now. I think it's a good thing you guys should do.
I don't even think the government's trying to take their guns.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole point. But they'll get arrested, and they're gun nuts, so fuck them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was
Steven,
like,
you're ruining the plan.
It's like most of the people that have guns like are okay to have guns. That's fine. It's like you're missing the whole point. It's like you don't want crazy people.
Yeah, and then they always like I saw someone with like a video that was like, oh, good woman defending or a good gun owner for, you know, whatever, like, you know, using the gun properly, and I was like, yeah, okay, that's one example. Good
yeah,
job.
Yeah, there's like a
there's
one,
probably tons of those, but you know, it doesn't help the bad thing.
Yeah, there's one
just
of,
pointing out what when like sorry. A good person does something good with a gun doesn't help when the bad people have the guns. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't get that whole.
Well, it's pros and cons.
I guess. Yeah, you're doing the pros and cons.
Just dropping them in columns.
Yeah.
Did you know that the more bullets there are being fired, the more likely someone is to die? It's crazy.
Is it a pro or a con?
Depends on where you're at. If you're in Iraq or Libya or something.
Were you at a racist fiesta? Or
So do you think they're going to cover the royal divorce? Like when that eventually happens?
Yeah. They probably will.
It'll be with the same level of fanfare and exuberance.
Yeah, in the pomp and circumstance.
Yeah.
It's like, and here's serving Prince Albert.
Here's the kids he'll never see again. Here's the bill he'll pay for the rest of his fucking life.
Oh my God, can you imagine by child support? Gee, or alimony? Good God.
That's still coming out of like, the British
government. Yeah, it's still coming out of taxpayer.
There was an article I meant to read about like how the royal family has money, but I didn't.
Dude, it is ridiculous how much money they really have. Like, they say they, you know, I don't know, they say they're worth like a couple billion or something. It's more like trillions of dollars.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, well, you know, according to my YouTube research.
So unlike Trump, they're actually rich.
Exactly.
Shots fired.
Yeah. And they're not actually British, too, apparently.
Bang, bang.
Fuck you, Trump.
The conspiracy theory is they're not actually British.
Oh, of course not. They're lizards.
No. Well, they took over from like Romania or some shit.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway.
What?
Well, yeah. Listen, if they're British, they definitely took it from somebody.
Just ask them to smile. That's all I need.
The big book of British smiles.
Can you imagine?
Give them a crack, a grin.
I think we talked about this before, but like being the groom of the stool. You ever heard of that?
The groom of the stool?
The groom of the stool is a real position that used to be.
Sounds like a shitty job.
Yeah, it is. They used to be a part of the royal family, and they were like, honestly, like they weren't royalty, but they were like the most trusted of the royal family.
Okay.
Like their family name.
Oh, so they were like the spider in Game of Thrones?
Oh, I don't watch Game of
like
Thrones.
Like Varys?
Like Wormtongue and Lord of the Rings?
No, well, it's like, I guess, I don't know.
You don't watch Game of Thrones either?
Not really.
No. I'm sorry.
I read it.
Same.
It's like they're not royalty, though, but like their families are like people, like good friends.
People listening to this are going to be like really feeling
this
what I said.
Sucks. Oh, yeah.
No, well, just the groom of the stool. I'll get to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'll get to it. Their job is to literally wipe the queen's ass.
It's not to hump the stool?
No.
Yeah, that was what I would think.
The groom. No, you have to groom.
Comedy royalty.
No, you have to.
I say, Gov, I'm going to hump this stool.
Oh, pip, pip.
No, could you imagine Pipio. That, though? This is considered
give
like an honor.
Give it a right rogering, I will.
It's considered an honor.
You be driving your carriage.
How dare you? You guys are disgracing the goddamn name of the groom of the school.
Stool.
Groom of the stool. Stool.
It's an honor to wipe the queen's ass.
I say, do you like that, you dirty stool bitch?
Cram that up your crumpet face.
Like, what is this? Is this British comedy?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Ray Monty Pot. Yeah, I think anytime you start with I say,
at next year's Fringe Festival, groom of the stool.
That'd be a good costume. Just like walk around with toilet paper and a fancy hat.
And a velvet
I think
pillow.
That's what it was. That just sounds like one of those made up posts just so they could get their friends in. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, we have the new interior of the, you know, of the Pistine Chapel. Yeah, and you're like, oh, all right, we'll give them $150,000 for doing nothing, just for knowing our names.
What? I'm so lost.
Okay.
You're saying it's a job made up just to get their friends in, basically, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like any company or organization.
Okay, say the name again, because I can't even remember.
Groom of the Stool.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
That's going to be the name of this episode.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing that somebody made up because they're like, all right, we like these guys, but they're not royalty, so let's make something up so they can be useful, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Because, like, sure, they're going to be wiping our asses, but still.
The Earl of Suffolk, his second nephew, has a couple extra chromosomes. Could he wipe some asses?
Right.
Exactly.
Well, no. His blue blood's purple.
Yeah. Well, it had to be someone you trusted, obviously, because they're going to be like, you're in such a vulnerable position. So right. If you're like wiping the king or the queen's ass, you can just
snip. Is this one of those things where it's like, would you wipe ass for the rest of your life for $1 million a year type question?
I don't know. It's considered to be an honor. I know that.
Well, usually those $1 million questions are like.
How can they convince you that that's an honor? That like
because back then, dude, the royal family was it.
The honor was
that was government. That was parliament. It was no, like they were it. Like so, if the royal family wants you to work for them doing that, you do it.
Right.
Like,
when she's done.
The Duke of Pink Eye.
The Duke of Duke.
Yeah,
Duke of Pink Eye. That's good. Duke of Duke.
That sounds like a good wrestler, Duke of Duke.
When she's done with her beans and toast, she's got a tongue punch her asshole.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Brown eye for an eye.
I'm going to need a rat mouth to clean my mouth out.
I shouldn't have eaten the bread pudding first.
Yeah. Well, no, when you're done with it, you get the rat mouth, and then that cleans out the shit, so you're good.
Bring in the Duke of Rat
They'll
Mouth.
Be like, oh, do you need to brush your teeth, sir? No, I got the rat mouth. We're good.
Yeah, there's going to be like a rat mouth.
The
keeper.
Rat comes out on a pillow, like they're holding a rat on a pillow.
Just squeaking.
Yeah. Like it has a little crown on.
The royal rat mouth.
It's like an old man.
But it's a rat that the family trusts. Like, so they have to be like, it's a really known one. Like, the family of rats are like really well known.
The rat finally betrays the family. The knight has to go in and execute it.
Yeah. I don't want to do this, Lemmy Winks. Like, it made me do it.
He just snaps it in half.
We trusted you, we did.
It's got a little top hat and monocle.
They'll make a little mini guillotine for it and have to behead the rat mouth.
Stop squirming. Keep your dignity.
You knew it was coming.
Oh,
In that case, why don't they just cut out the middleman and just have the rat clean out the ass? He could be the groom of the stool.
It's not a job you can trust a rat to do.
That's
true. He's going to keep diving.
That's true. He's going to go deeper and deeper. Yeah. That's how you. That's where Sir Lemmy Winks comes from.
Right,
I think.
Exactly.
That's how felching was invented.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because you had to get the. Well, like, they're like, he's suffocating. Show
it's
the
hard
because
you have to train him to only go so far up the small intestine so he doesn't kill you.
It's just a little, right. Little rat sized snorkel coming out of the asshole.
We lost so many good men snorkel. Down there.
Or they just have, like, the bellows or whatever. Just, yeah. Just like a bunch of rats just, like, pumping the bellows. I need three stout mice to man the bellows.
I mean, how else do you think they
cleaned your... He's going in deep.
How else do you think they cleaned your colon back then? You know what I mean?
Rat enema.
Rat enema, that's right.
Or renema.
A renema, there it is.
Yeah, that was...
I think that's a Tool song. Oh, no, that's a Nema.
It came out in 96.
That rat never came out. No. Just shat out bones.
Like, damn it.
Skull was the hardest. Teeth were still attached.
They sent it to some middle school for kids to dissect.
They're yeah. Like, where'd this bird come from?
Came from your queen's asshole.
You respect that goddamn rat. We're going to bury him with dignity. He was a good man. Yeah,
it's
a good man.
It's got its own, like, mausoleum of, like, royal duke-a-dukes or whatever.
Mausoleum.
Yeah. Mausoleum.
Mausoleum, yeah, exactly.
Buried in the
family. Buried in the royal shoebox.
Yeah. It's in the royal garden. They just put it back behind the tomatoes. So the kids can go visit him.
They're like, his name was Nigel.
It's always a Nigel.
Yeah.
He did what he loved. Eat ass.
That's what his little gravestone says. Whatever.
He ate ass.
He died doing what he loved, eating ass.
Ace.
Ace. Man, this is completely derailed.
They would have to, like, probably... try out a series of rats to see, like, which one would be least teethy.
Right, yeah.
You gotta train them. That's what I'm saying. That's why it comes from that certain
right,
family.
Exactly. That's why you want, like, a more gummy rat than like, a toothy rat.
They would just have to, like, pop his teeth out, like gator gold.
I'm as fast as they reproduce.
They give you a corked rat. That's a Simpsons, that's a deep Simpsons reference that I think only Steven would get.
Yeah, I don't understand at all.
Okay, so there was an episode where it was Chief Wiggum was he was a private investigator in New Orleans, mm-hmm. and one of the mobsters sent in a gator to eat him or something like that. But it was a warning gator because they put corks on his teeth.
Oh, so he couldn't bite him. Okay.
Yeah.
That's smart.
So corked butt rat.
Corked butt rat.
That's smart, dude. Why don't you just take his dentures out? Dentures. Why don't you just take his teeth out? I mean, just have him pulled.
Because it's more funny having somebody cork each individual tooth.
Either way, you still have to have a rat dentist. Like, the dentist comes in like, you want to do what with a rat?
It's really hard to curb stomp an alligator, get all the teeth out at once.
Right, yeah. I know, especially...
Like, how do you get the bottom jaw down?
That's true. Without it, like, snapping back up.
Yeah.
Was it, it was like, the snap of the alligator, it's like, the snap is like one of the, you know, hardest, like, forces...
Like what,
but like, but for it to like open it is like, I don't know, it takes like way more effort, mm-hmm. or something like that. So that's why you can just like hold the mouth shut instead of
trying to open it.
Yeah, or yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, corked rat butthole.
Yeah, it's the same amount of force as people being excited when their kid graduates fifth grade, like that sort of force. Like,
right.
Yay! This is awesome. It's like everyone's like, yeah, you're expected to.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was.
So the royal wedding would have been a lot better if they had the groom of the stool present.
The rat?
The rat. On like a pillow, like I said.
The ass rat.
The whole family's there. Like the whole rat family. Because they reproduce quickly, don't they? Aren't they like rabbits?
Yeah, they're pretty quick.
Yeah. So
you
gotta
get Randy on.
You always have a
like
fresh.
Nine, it's like 9 weeks.
You always have a fresh
like
crop
that.
To like pull from, you know, but it's the same right. bloodline.
I could just see like.
It's important to have good rat turnover.
That's right.
You don't want the whole burned family.
Yeah, you don't want a barren rat.
No, they kill that one.
Yeah, like, yeah, they're like, her womb is barren. It's just like...
A cloud of dust comes out.
Yeah. It's like,
it's a queef.
Just a rat dying of heat stroke.
Oh, yeah. It's like, there's the... there's Terrence and Philip and the queef sisters. I believe she just queefed.
Which is tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was South Park.
No, it was... We're dumping on the royal wedding so much, but like at the same token, I was like, I could see why people would enjoy watching it, because like everything else has just been fucking awful. Because it was like school shooting. There was a plane that went down in Cuba that killed like 100 people. Hawaii's like sinking in volcanic ash, and then they're like, oh, pretty wedding, yeah. Happy people. I was like, nah.
Well, Puerto Rico's got their power back though, right?
No, I don't think so.
How's the water in Flint?
Yeah, it's still toxic.
Oh, okay.
Still poisonous.
So we're doing great.
But let's care about people on the other side of the pond getting married.
You know, we kicked your ass in the revolution.
I mean, yeah, so, yeah, we get it. Like, the whole, I get what you're saying. It's like something positive, but it still has nothing to do with us.
Oh, yeah, no,
well,
definitely.
Well, I guess really the woman positive? That, well, the woman that married him was on a show or something, like Suits or something.
Yeah, she was a feminist, and she's biracial, and she was worth like $10 million on her own. So they're like, she's a self-made woman. I was like, Jesus Christ, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's like not just a placeholder, I guess. Not like, oh, she's pretty.
Yeah, well, now she's going to be, and I don't know what she's going to do as a queen, you know, or whatever. Do they become queen? No, because
like
queen's
a duchess
alive.
Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you got to wait for the queen to die.
So you're a duchess.
Yeah. So never.
Duchess of America?
That bitch has been queen as long as I've been alive.
She just quaffed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they drink the blood of young people, so they stay. So they live.
They got the machine from Princess Bride in there.
Right.
Just sucking the life out of anyone.
True love. Is that a glaive?
Yeah.
That's how they keep the homeless population down.
Yeah.
Just keep sucking the life out of them for the queen.
Yeah. I could see that.
Keep poverty low. Did a lot of people watch it?
I don't know. Maybe.
I imagine it would be like a lot more women watching it just because they like weddings, you know what I mean? I'm assuming just going off the old stereotype.
Well, yeah, because I think it's just pounded into their heads that it's like, you're a woman, get married. What's the best thing about Disney? Royal weddings.
Yeah, true.
Princess weddings.
But that's the thing is, like, see, I don't know what it is. It's like, no offense to the other woman out there, but she will actually be a princess.
Mm.
You never will be.
Well, now she just has to wait for giant turtles to kidnap her. That's next step.
Giant turtles.
Come on, David.
Ninja Turtles?
Damn it. Mario Brothers.
Oh, that's right. Princess. Yeah, so.
You kind of lost me on that
King
one,
Koopa.
Too. Yeah.
Koopa?
King Koopa.
King Koopa?
King Koopa, yeah. No, it's Koopa, isn't it?
It's Koopa.
Yeah, you got the Hammer Brothers and they're throwing hammers at you.
But I want it to be King Koopa.
King Koopa.
Wouldn't you think the Knife Brothers would, like, I mean, throwing hammers is kind of, I think of the amount of hammers that, like, the Hammer Brothers could throw is, like, kind of insane.
I think
just
it's
like, ha! Just, like,
yeah, define that.
There's,
opening.
Like, no force behind the hammers as
they're just
throwing
lobs.
It. Yeah, they're just gentle lobs. As
I feel like it's just that racism of, like, well, we have a Italian lead, so we need some construction workers in this game.
That's what is that why they all wear, like, the helmets and
that's
shit?
That's why Donkey Kong was on fucking girders and steel beams and shit.
Right, that makes sense.
Like, hey, just send Giuseppe up on...
Dude, it's all...
I'm gonna win!
Dude, I never thought about
except
it.
Except for originally it was for a sandwich.
I thought about it.
Yeah, dude.
That's my goddamn life.
It's very, like, so fucking, like... I can't think of the right word for it, but it's like a setup. Not a setup, but like
it just made you
subconscious.
Woke about Mario.
Is it subconscious? Like, it's teetering to your subconscious.
Sure.
Because, yeah. Like, it's like this regular blue-collared guy, and he gets to rescue a princess.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's... Oh, you mean like every,
hair.
You know, like how every fat slob Kevin James looking dude has a hot wife? Or
yeah,
Ray Romano is like, gah. But his wife is hot too.
Mia Remy?
Yeah.
Mm. I'm glad she escaped Scientology.
Yeah, me too. But now she has another show, and she's like crazy as shit on it, I think.
Well, I can believe it. You don't
she's
come back
from that. She's fucking Italian. Ah, they don't play around over there.
Don't play.
You don't just come back from Scientology.
Yeah, come back normal. Just going to reacclimate to the world.
That person is long gone.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. We call them about husks. That. And then Donkey Kong, too. They're like
is that husks?
Horses.
Husks. Yeah.
Got it. I heard pusks. Sounds. Like, that's not right.
But see, the thing is, Matt, that's Hollywood, the video, like what you were talking about. I'm talking about video games. These are Japanese people.
We should talk about video
so
games.
So far advanced.
Right.
That's crazy.
Tell me how advanced they are.
They got PlayStation 8 out already in Japan.
Really?
Maybe that's not
like,
that high, but they definitely
like
have
two
higher
more
than four.
Than we got.
Yeah.
That's four.
It's like
more.
Twice. Yeah. It's like twice the number.
But once it gets to that level, it's like ESPN's. It starts to peter out like the Ocho.
Yeah.
Right. That's where you can find all the greatest dart players.
That's right. They're on BBC America, though. True story. They play
the
darts
porn
on
channel?
BBC. Yeah. No, the free channel. Not poor.
BBC America.
BBC does America.
Dicking Downton Abbey.
The BBC America is just like all our, it's all their shows, but just like all of our fucking attributes. They just have explosions in the background. They're like, this is a show about attorneys. Doesn't matter. There's bombings going on in America.
Mr. Flick the Bean.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you're Steven's just sexualizing them. I like it.
Throwing at my son. I don't know. That's stupid.
Dicking Downton Abbey, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's Downton the porno, Abbey. Dude. That's got to be a porno.
Yeah, yeah, that's the that's where the BBC America came from.
What? They're like, we're just going to do raunchy, like, softcore porn.
Yeah,
so many sexual innuendos.
Was it like Rule 34? Like if
the it idea exists, is, there's porn of it.
Right.
Yeah.
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 So there's got to be a dicking Downton Abbey.
Flicking Mr. Bean.
All right, I'm going to have to look that one up. You guys can keep talking about it.
I forget if I talked to you about it, David. There's some guy suing a porn company he worked for. I love this story. Because some girl called him the N-word on set, and he didn't agree to it.
Oh, like a girl that he was fucking? So?
Yeah.
She was white, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing was, like, the producers, like, asked him several times, and he was like, no, absolutely not. And she was like, can I? And he was like, no, absolutely not.
And she did it anyway?
She did it, just, like, right as he was coming.
Did he just stop fucking?
Oh, that sucks.
And I'm like, does that, like, cross your wires at that point? It's the only way I can come now.
Yeah, what? Oh, yeah. Well, what happens is like his tubes like instantly seal up, and nothing comes out. Now he's like backed.
He might be.
The head closes, and then just his dick like blows up. like swollen.
Wait, so is that like when like that's a cartoon Chappelle. Character like
he can't try to pull out?
Chappelle has a bit about that. Yeah, he's like a dog now.
He's like
a dog. Yeah, his dick expands inside of her. He couldn't come.
He puffs the knot, and he can't back out.
No, bitch, you ain't getting this nut after saying that. You ain't getting this nut.
Oh, yeah. Down with me. You're down for life.
Yeah, yeah, because there's, like, you know, women...
Chappelle had that bit about that, though.
Yeah, well, like, women's bodies have ways of, like, keeping themselves from getting pregnant from rape, so there's... On the same token...
I actually get that reference. Yeah. You might want to say that's a reference.
I don't even know what that's from.
There was a senator.
There was a senator that was like, it was about, like, rape charges.
How women cannot, like, or
it was,
women...
Like, yeah,
it was
like,
his excuse for why they shouldn't get abortions, because, like, you know, if they can't get pregnancy during their rape.
Oh, my God.
Because the body has a way of shutting that whole thing down, whatever the fuck that means.
Right, yeah, so...
I'm assuming he's Republican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so on the same token, men have a way of the same thing, of that, like, if we don't want
to
get
a girl pregnant.
Yeah. He had the greatest saying, though. Like, the term that I loved was, if it was a legitimate rape...
Jesus Christ.
Right, yeah.
What state is he governor of?
I think it was Arkansas or Alabama or something.
Of course.
Yeah.
I wanted to open a pastry shop called
Roy Moore.
I assume that it's not like
crepes.
I always assume that it's like South Dakota or something like that, or Mississippi.
Hold it's on, one of those small countries.
I wanted to open a pastry shop called Legitimate Crepes.
Jesus.
It's one of those.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's always one of those.
It comes
small
with
states.
Custard whether you want it
shut
or not.
Shut up. Like, whenever I see Steven's face light up about, like, whatever he's about to say, I'm like, no!
It's about to get gross.
No, but it's
legitimate crepes, people.
It's always those small states
we'll give you
that
what
have
you
opinions
want.
About, like, major states, you know? And it's just like, you shut up. You don't deal with that.
People are major states, yeah. Yeah.
South Dakota. What do you got, like 500,000 people in the whole state?
Yeah, I think that might be one of the...
Four of them are on a goddamn mountain?
Yeah.
Well, like...
Exactly.
I think because of the oil, though, now, the housing prices were, like, skyrocketing, and people, like...
That's North Dakota. South Dakota doesn't have shit.
Were they fracking, or were they just doing...
Yeah, like fracking.
They're doing oil.
The drill things that are spinning or pumping or whatever? Oil rigs?
It's all There Will Be Blood up there. Like, that's all it is. Just like that movie, just giant oil rigs.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Because that was North Dakota, right?
North Dakota, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because that...
So the houses are going up, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some towns where you can't even, like, live. You just have to, like, basically couch surf with people. But, like, there's so many people there to work.
Yeah.
Getting gas.
That was happening with my buddies that were in the military. They were getting sent out to like, North Dakota. And they can't afford the housing up there because it's exploded up there, like the real estate development and everything, because of the...
It's like the new gold rush or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Or like Texas, that's exactly, oil rush that covers North Dakota, yeah. So, that's scary.
And I think it was Montana will pay you a certain amount of money to
live
in some rural area. Yeah,
you get money in Alaska just for living in Alaska.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, I know Alaska was, but that was just from The Simpsons from like 10 years ago that I knew.
No, it's still like that. My girlfriend's a nurse, and her friend moved out there.
That dude who's always told me.
Okay. Oh, Tebow?
Yeah.
Yeah, my girlfriend's nurse she's a nurse, and her friend's a nurse, and he moved there.
Nurse.
They pay him just to live there.
Yeah.
And he's making a shit ton of money because they don't have a lot of nurses in Alaska.
Yeah. You have to be paid to live in Alaska.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to...
like Juneau, I think he's in, or Anchorage.
That was one of the ways I was trying to get loans, was that do the rural medicine where, like, you were the doctor for, like...
You're like Doc Hollywood.
Yeah, like out
in Michael J. Fox.
Like, you'd be in Texas... with nothing around you, you'd be the only... But it'd be like, I got a deer antler through my spleen. I'd be like, fuck!
Tourniquet.
Yeah, dude, because think about it. If you're in one of those
tourniquet
areas...
around the neck.
Yeah, if you're in one of those areas, man...
I got a runny nose. Tourniquet. Around that nose.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm having some abdominal pain. Rat mouth.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
Rat mouth and a tourniquet.
If you're in one of those areas, the only one that's coming to you is people with, like, serious fucking shit. It's something they can't, like, oh, I'm just going to snap my bone back in myself and put
a
tourniquet on there.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah.
I tried to fish my watch out of the wheat thresher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. That's always a good one.
My wedding ring, my wife would have killed me.
The past 5 minutes.
Yes. We got drunk, went threshing again.
Had to get my wedding ring back. Wife would have killed me.
Earl went midnight threshing again.
It's actually a thumb ring because that's the only fingers I have left.
Tractor ain't tractoring. Can you pull that son bitch up? Just get under there and just get it going.
Get it going. Yeah, so that's what I tried to do for loans, but that didn't work out. Because they're like, where are you going to school? Nope. Yeah, that's how you get loans for the Caribbean med schools is, can I have some money? Where are you going?
Would you just go to stuff like that, like basically like farm crime scenes and just start vomiting?
I think that's exactly, they're like, this guy fell in this corn silo, and he wasn't found for 6 weeks.
We made some sour mash out of him. You want to take some?
Right. But don't tell nobody.
Cream of Ben. I don't know what you're talking about. Threshing. I have no idea what this shit is.
The wheat threshers are those big tractor-looking things with the...
Oh, with like the blades on the back.
Yeah.
I think Michael Myers killed one person with it in Halloween once.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because he can drive a tractor.
That's how you can always find out.
you think that'd be in the movie Children of the Corn. Hey-o.
That's exactly what I was just thinking, but they never did it.
Industrial and farm equipment from horror movies, that's where I find out about it.
Right.
That's how I learn a lot of my shows from, like, the movies.
Jeepers Creepers.
I learned so much about factories from Child's Play.
Oh, yeah, dude. The first one's the scariest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he on, like, a little cart, just, like, with a knife in his, like, stump?
Yeah. Yeah, chasing him through the factory, and then, like, yeah. fell
the
down.
The funniest part is just seeing
I
a little
I think
there's,
doll. Like, molten metal for some reason, too.
Yeah.
Which okay. doesn't make any sense in a fucking factory for toys.
Right.
No, it was a vat of, like, hot plastic that oh, they eventually was, yeah. melt yeah. into the toy.
That's what I thought, and he was like, blah! And then he, like, shoved the hose in his mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he blew up.
Yeah, then he blew up.
There he goes.
That's how it works.
But no, right. just, like, him, like, running around talking shit is hilarious. It's like, here's a doll just like, I want to fucking kill you. Yeah. Just like, dude, you're not, just run up and punt the goddamn thing. Like, yeah. it's a football. Like,
I think that's what Dee Snider said on, like, I Love the 90s or I Love the 80s, and they were talking about the Child's Play ones, mm-hmm. and he was like, it's a doll. Kick it.
Yeah, exactly. You just pick it up and, you know, I don't know, hold it by his hand
that,
and shake
I think
it.
That's what I was wondering, was just, like, how strong... like that is because you know like there's a limit to like how strong like a person can be, but if you're untethered by that mm-hmm. and it's I guess like what strings and
right well it goes into my theory where like a majority of 80s movies, especially the silly ones,
people...
were created by people on fucking acid. They're just like high as fuck, and then they're like, dude, we should take a serial killer and somehow put his soul into a doll.
So
yeah, they're like
but the doll selling like hotcakes, so you don't know which one it is.
Yeah, put me down for 5 movies.
Yeah, exactly. They just kept running with it,
and nobody had a gun.
No, or anything. Like,
he's just gonna shoot.
Blowtorch, just melt the bitch. You know what I mean? Get something going here.
Yeah, because whenever I'm in trouble, I run to my blowtorch.
Just a lighter.
Dab rig.
No, it's the '80s, dude. Every man and woman there had Aquanet, so just a lighter with some fucking Aquanet and torch him, and he's gonna melt. He's plastic.
I didn't know what Aquanet was until like 2 years ago. Nor did I realize how flammable it was.
Had Aquanet
in the 80s, dude. Yeah.
They're like, my head hurts. Here's some Aquanet. Here, wait, huff on
the Aquanet.
Huff on the Aquanet.
Aquanet and a tourniquet.
Yeah, that's all you need, dude. And a lighter.
Yeah, that's called Texas medicine.
You huff the Aquanet.
Yeah.
Lop off your arm.
That's what people did before meth and all those other drugs, you know?
Yeah, that was so great. They're like, oh, you millennials are just drug addicts and shit like that. I was like, you huffed gas.
and Quaaludes and acid.
Yeah.
Shrooms and...
Right, yeah.
That's... All the other drugs. Yeah, exactly.
And opium. And
I was like, do you mean people that are going to find ways to get fucked up?
Yeah.
Regardless of what the era is? Weird.
Yeah, because Quaaludes were legal, and they used to do those, yeah. right?
That was
like, well, like
a
lot of
sleep aid.
Well, a lot of, yeah, but it was for like pregnant women or something.
I'm not Cosby.
No, I think it was for pregnant women.
Okay.
And so,
no, it's thalidomide.
No, yeah, no.
Well, that's
that's
one of them.
Didn't work out so well.
No.
Yeah, it was for something, but it was a sleeping thing. It would make you sleepy.
Yeah.
But if you fought the urge to go to sleep, apparently you went fucking, you got high as shit.
I thought that was Benadryl or whatever that was.
That's probably like a lower dosage of it, but that's what I'm saying. So
that
people,
Tylenol PM.
Yeah, like people will find a way to like
right.
get
oh,
high
yeah.
and, until they make it illegal.
That was on
like salvia was one thing. People were doing that shit.
Like no, that's kind of everything. Like people get high in different ways. Like church is a way of people getting high.
That's
people,
true.
Like pain plays.
But I was
way
talking
of
about
high.
Like some yeah, actual fact. Drugs. Like yeah. marijuana used to be legal at one point, and then they realized, oh wait, we have to get rid of this.
Right.
Well, yeah. When William Randolph Hearst had a problem with it.
Well, it was yeah. mainly what I heard was it was because it was a win-win because a lot of the people that smoked weed were hippies and they were against Vietnam War, and a lot of black people
no.
smoked weed.
So
it was like
it was
two
way
for
way
one.
That.
Yeah, it was banned before that.
No, not in the
yeah.
60s.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it was illegal in the 60s. Yep. It was illegal way before
I
that.
I thought
it was like in the
20s.
It was illegal in the 20s.
Yeah.
The reason was because the jazz musicians and also William Randolph Hearst wanted...
Who is he, the textile guy?
No, well, kind of. He's a newspaper guy. He didn't want to compete with them because hemp was a
hemp. Yeah,
better
something
type
had to do with
paper.
Hemp. That's what it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is stupid because hemp is not marijuana. Marijuana is not hemp.
Yeah, it's like, two different things.
Yeah, one's right. a male plant, one's a female plant.
Okay, I thought one was an extract of like. I thought like hemp was like the pulp that you can do shit with it.
No.
That's because I've done no research on it. So yeah. okay.
No, but I knew that. I knew they wouldn't want to, because there's like that old.
So wait, they were already gender discriminating?
Yeah.
Even in the 20s?
Oh, yeah. Well, way before the 20s.
Yeah, way before the 20s.
Cavemen just beat the shit
wait,
out of women
wait,
and dragged
mean,
them by their hair.
You mean America wasn't always cool with women and shit like that?
It's never been cool with women. Are you kidding me? Have you seen our history? No, but yeah, because I've seen that video. There's like one of like, because hemp is like really strong. Like it's a really good material. You can use it for paper, writing. Rope. Yeah, rope, clothes, rope. You can use it for anything. Like there was...
Right. No, that was a...
No, well, there's an image... Hold on, there's a video of like William Henry Ford, the car guy.
Who?
Never heard
of him.
Yeah, anyway.
There's no need for the William.
Oh, William, okay.
William, yeah, it was like Henry Hemp Ford.
Yeah, but that's what it was. He made...
William Henry Harrison.
Yes.
Ford.
Him too. Harrison Ford, Chewbacca. Throw that on there too.
There's no way he didn't fuck
Catalina Chewbacca. Band or whatever the fuck they're called.
Catalina Band.
Yeah.
Catalina Band.
What are they called?
Cantina Band.
Cantina Band. There it is.
Yeah.
Let's send a mariachi band to Dan's house.
Well, Sam was. It's goddamn Matt. Video.
Matt, let's send a mariachi band to Dan's house.
Yes, please. I'll enjoy the shit out of that. And I'll be barbecuing inside that bitch.
David will be out there with a nacho hat with the cheese in it.
Nacho, oh, yeah.
Everybody
nacho
get
man.
A chip and dip.
Ole!
There's a video of Henry Ford beating a fender that's made of hemp, and it's like unbreakable.
Okay.
So they were like, so they wanted to get rid of that because...
This simply will not do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How can we make people buy new cars if we don't break the old ones?
How can we sell them auto insurance?
Yeah, that's why...
That's why all the new shit, they're doing that now. A lot of new companies...
Well, L.L. Bean's not honoring the lifetime warranty anymore. Because the shit they went
people
making
too
was
long.
Too good. Yeah, that was... No, I've got a backpack that I had in high school that I still have and still use regularly. And that thing's fine. It's like almost indestructible. So I was
that's
like,
"That's how you lose money."
Yeah, I was like, "That sucks." Like, make something so good
it's
of quality that it you fuck your own. Like,
could you imagine if the terrorists use it for a backpack bombs? Then
it just goes,
just like fizzles.
They're like, "Damn it,
the quality's too good."
Give me a JanSport.
Exactly,
the official backpack of terrorism.
That should be LL Bean's like fucking new slogan. Get me a JanSport. I went full racist with it.
Oh my god.
With my Haji accent. I know that's a bad word, okay?
That's not that bad.
It's too late for that.
Yeah.
JanSport.
The backpack of terror.
The official backpack of terrorism.
All right, so LL Bean, get at us.
Yeah, we want a goddamn cut.
The new JanSport logo is just a scimitar.
I don't know. Well, what? Cemetery?
No, the curvy sword.
Oh, what's that called?
The scimitar.
I thought it was called a sickle.
Nope.
Sickle's a different one. Yeah, it's more
it's
of
the
like
Russian side. One.
For the like... sickle's like, yeah, the thing on the communist flag.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And the... Shit, what's the one that the Grim Reaper has?
Scythe. That's a scythe.
Scythe, got it.
Yeah.
I was going to say Sith, and I was like, that's not right.
Named
and
after Scyther is... from Pokemon.
Got it.
No. That's what they
I'm
used
learning
to harvest.
All kinds of cool
that's
shit
what they
today.
Used to harvest wheat with before they had the...
What, scyther?
Yeah, what they have now.
Thresher?
Thresher, yeah. It used to be a scyther, and now it's a thresher.
Oh, dude, there's... Yeah, eventually there's probably going to be a weed thresher.
A weed thresher?
Yeah, because, you know, since it's legal now and they're going to start farming it and shit.
Well, it's not really legal.
Eventually.
It's still against the federal law.
Yeah.
Eventually.
You're just holding that hope, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe in our lifetime it'll be legal. Yeah.
Can you treat us like adults yet?
I still don't. No, I can't. They won't let it happen.
No.
But here, drink this alcohol that the Kennedys used to bootleg and shit. That's fine.
Well, yeah. They had to have NASCAR somehow.
That's true.
Yeah. Drunken NASCAR, Master, Crown Royal bag in his car.
I think that's why rednecks
that's
love
why
it so much,
great.
Dude.
Huh?
I think that's why rednecks love NASCAR so much, because it was started by people running booze.
Oh, yeah, no, that's...
They've been running weed. There'd be anytime, so many like hippie NASCAR fans. Holistic
it.
NASCAR fans. Hey, man, why do you gotta go so fast, bro? Just slow down.
Yeah, how can we always go left, man? Like, there's so many other directions.
Maybe you can turn right once in a while.
How about not? How about up?
Oh, yeah. his hemp tire fell off. I don't think you can make a tire from hemp, but it sounds funny.
Like you just have to transcend your car, man. You gotta meld
you
with
gotta
it.
Believe you can win. They're all doing like 10 miles an hour because they're high as fuck. They're just like, gross. Slow down!
They take a pit stop like every lap. They're like, oh man, I'm hungry.
Just pissing in kombucha bottles.
The backseat just keeps throwing them back behind him in the backseat. Kombucha bottles everywhere.
Pee in the
sponsors are
shells.
Like Taco Bell, of course, and then like all the cars, like all that hippie shit. You know?
Yeah, I was like, I have a feeling this idea for a bit has been running to the ground in like, what, the 70s or 80s?
Probably, but it's funny.
What, hippie NASCAR? No one's fucking come up with that. Are you kidding me?
I was like, I've never heard of it, but I think there's a reason why.
Because we're fucking geniuses, that's why. Or I'm a genius. Sorry, I'm not even going to give you guys credit.
Yeah, we pitched this to my Catalina band.
We've gotten tens of downloads, so like,
yeah,
pretty well killing it, guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is for you guys, our tens of fans.
Yeah.
That actually do listen, which I actually appreciate.
Thanks, Jorge.
No, I went to the Summit.
Jorge Gonzalez, you're the best. Jorge, Jorge.
Jorge.
My man. The Something Planet show was last night, the 10 years of Something Planet. That shit was awesome.
I can believe it. Sounds it.
Well, the first part was the
Matt got
show.
Invited on it, by the way.
Oh yeah, I'll be on Something Planet.
Oh yeah, he comes out to one fucking show and gets invited on it.
Yeah.
How many open mics have I gone to on Monday night? We're going down this road, Matt. This is probably what you're talking about.
You probably helped John move or something too.
No. I've been to John and Mary's mic so many goddamn times. Okay. I've been to his house twice on Christmas for his Christmas dinner. Came one time with a bottle of fucking Crown Royal. Not cheap, by the way. Crown Royal is good alcohol.
Yeah, but it was already like halfway drank.
No, it wasn't.
I wasn't there.
Oh, I think it was actually open, though, now that I think about it. It was just sitting in my cabinet, and I was like, here, I got the rest of this bottle. Shut up, man! How'd you know? You fucking knew.
I knew.
Anyway.
He knows your type.
Smart. No, so I do all this stuff, and then he's like, and then you guys get put on his goddamn show, and I don't get put on the show. And then now Matt's going to be on his podcast because he came out to one fucking thing he does.
It was the 10-year anniversary.
You know what?
Listen, I am this podcast. I don't know if you guys knew this. Oh. I do all the booking. I bought all of the equipment.
You're the welcome Matt of this podcast.
What the fuck?
Wiping my feet on your face.
So stupid. Listen, I drive myself to this.
The only
thing I bring to this this fucking podcast is my headphones.
All right. So when are you going to be on so I can drive you to the podcast?
Maybe David will bump his way in.
I'll be sitting out. No, I'll be sitting and talking to Leah or something in the living room the whole time.
And actually, he's just going to be in his car going,
podcast.
Yeah. What's taking so long in there? I've been there for 4 hours.
What the fuck are they talking about? We just come back and we're just like, oh my god, that was the greatest episode ever.
Matt, you're the funniest person on How Did I Learn. I'll fucking snap, you know? I will drive my car through their house. Where's your studio now, John? Huh? Took out this back little room here.
Call Ruin Your Life. What?
Something Planet. Something David. God damn it.
something David this way comes.
Oh, that's so
he's
going
to do so many DWs all over John J. Murray's front door.
Oh, yeah. Cum farts for days.
Cum blast.
It'd be like a snail, just like on Mark's door and his floor and shit.
Yeah, see, that's what the...
It's
going to
go full bathhouse. Fill it up, boys.
that's what the Jews did in Jerusalem or whatever. The Egyptians wouldn't kill them.
They came on the door like from their ass?
Yeah. Instead of using the lamb's blood, they use DWs.
Put it above the door frame.
Israeli butt cum. I don't know. I just want to say Israeli butt cum.
They got in downward dog and just shat on the door.
Imagine if there was just like one guy that was really good at it.
He's an artiste. All right?
He's the Rembrandt of cum farts.
That's right.
Just Moses. Just Moses face down ass up.
The Hidden Book of Moses.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
We're going
Let
to hell.
My people come.
Yeah. Part of the White Sea, am I right?
Let my people cuck.
Painted that door shut.
Yeah, it's that Rolling Stones song was actually
painted white.
Painted beige. Gross.
Off-white.
You guys are gross.
This door smells like day-old fish a day later.
Smells like Bisquick.
It smells like pants trout.
Yeah, like pants shooting trout. Shooting the Renema rats against the wall.
The Renema rats. So it'd be pink then.
Somehow we've gone full circle off the rails.
You have like a rat cum slurry on the door.
What?
Matt was saying a renema, which is a rat enema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd have cum in your ass.
Yeah.
Right. You would fart the rat out and just splatter.
Oh, yeah.
It'd just be blood and cum on the top. What does this mean? Who did this?
So it's like a warning from the mob.
You just do it at their house or whatever, and they're like, "Oh God, honey, we gotta watch our steps."
Is that rats?
That's where the plague came from. There it is.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah,
bubonic.
Yeah, it wasn't fleas at all.
We're leaving Egypt. Fuck this place.
Listen, it starts with a bemoan, it ends with a.
Yeah, this episode brought to you by completely sober people.
I'm drinking coffee. Yeah,
yeah, we're all drinking coffee.
Yeah, we're all on stimulants,
the drug of choice.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely good. I think that's all I got.
Is that all you got?
No.
What else you got?
I wish you could think about what the hell
much,
we're talking about.
I don't know. I feel like it's really good when we go completely off the rails like that.
Oh, yeah. No, because it's fucking hilarious. And dude, it all started with rat mouth. Just like... you guys being uncultured fucks is what started all of this. Not knowing a Boca Raton meant.
How does that make me not cultured? Because I don't speak another language?
Yeah.
That's fucking... That's stupid.
I thought every Floridian knew what Boca Raton meant.
No.
I thought that was just
and
like
first
a
of all,
thing
I'm not a Floridian.
Ooh.
You've been here long enough.
What?
What?
No, you're from...
You went to high school here, right?
No. Wherever you go to high school is where you're from. Went to high school in Virginia.
Virginia Beach.
That's right.
And then what? I forgot. When did you come here?
Well, I figured,
what
every,
are you doing
figured
here?
Every Floridian would know sensations.
Yeah.
We do now.
Hell yeah, I do. Especially on the Sunshine Strip or wherever you're from. Turtle Farm Alley.
Turtle Farm Alley.
What?
Squid Butt Rockport.
From, there you go. Now you're getting...
Squid Butt Rockport.
From the Piedmont.
That is
area.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's the Piedmont. That's what it's called. The swamp.
Pete on your mont. What?
The dismal Piedmont. Swamp. Look at the dismal swamp.
The dismal swamp?
Yeah,
with the rats of unusual size.
Where all the horses drown.
Toxic Avengers. We got it all, dude.
Nice.
Remember that show?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Whenever someone says Toxic Avenger, I always think of a RoboCop when that dude gets hit with like toxic waste he's like all melty, then he gets hit by a car.
Swamp Thing.
I'm
just yelling out shit now.
Yeah.
I just think of Iron Man and how he treats women. He's a pretty toxic Avenger.
I get it. With toxic masculinity.
That's just Robert Downey Jr. for you.
RDJ, baby.
But he's so good looking, you can get away with it, you know?
Yeah. Hang on, guys. Some people are going to carry me out on their shoulders for that one.
out of the malls and into the streets.
I'm out on a sea of Orlando comics. See you
guys. Crowd surfing.
He is our king.
Yeah.
Sleep with my girlfriend.
They might make a post about it.
No, yeah.
That's not all.
Watch out. They might show up to a mic and not go up. And then leave when the person that they supposedly had a problem
with. And then they just, he shows up, they leave.
Yeah. It's like the anti West Side Story.
It was way softer. Not even anti. It was softer than that, dude. It was like. We're just going to show up in your area and then make a video and then leave.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What? Okay, I'm going to go to Orlando and just go to a mic and film something and then just
leave.
Yeah,
see, like, but that's when you have to, put
no,
it on
I go
YouTube.
On stage and do better than half you fucking mongrels.
Yeah!
I'm kidding. I don't.
It's like, I don't know any of you.
I didn't. I knew two people the entire time I was there.
Yeah, that's about as many as I know.
It was fun, though. Orlando's fun.
I know them and, like, the ones who make it over here regularly. That's about it.
Yeah.
Well, I only know Jarrett. Jarrett Moore is the only one that I know.
You know Christoph, too.
Yeah.
I don't even know him. I know...
He made it over a couple times. I didn't know that much.
I love Jarrett, though. He's great.
He's on next week.
Oh! Next week guest. What?
Plug. Moore, everybody. Yeah. Early plug.
Now, he's awesome, dude. He's going to be great. And
he's only 21.
I know. Yeah, I know. Just turned
21. I was like, you asshole.
Let's just hope he dies.
And he's
young.
Going to college and shit. It's
like, right.
Fuck you for being all smart and educated and stuff.
Yeah, he'll be like the main guy on I'm Dying Up Here, the one who like you know goes insane, has a drug problem, and fails out. Like, let's hope.
I'm just kidding. Which one? Which one?
They'll do wonders for his career. They'll be like, what a story.
27 Club, dude. He'll do it all by the time he's 27, and then
just get that man a white lighter.
Yeah, that's what someone was telling me about too. Is that true?
Did you didn't know about the white lighters? Yeah,
I already saw him on.
I didn't know that on
Instagram with a shotgun. He just needs 6 more years to put it under his chin.
Now he just needs to. Yeah, now he just needs to turn it the other way.
He just needs a Courtney Love to come into his life.
Yeah, so. She's gonna be a Courtney Schlub.
Mm. I don't mean the shit talking. He's awesome.
No, he's great.
What part of this is us talking shit? We're like, he's a genius. He's going to die young. Like, that's...
Hopefully.
Right. Living the dream. I wish I would have died at 27.
I know. It's
5 years ago.
Yeah. I was like, oh, way back then.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
Ew.
Sometimes you miss some opportunities, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the thing is,
I wish I would have accomplished a lot by then. I didn't do shit. If I'd have, like, just got on ESPN for darts and then, like, been, like, really good and then killed myself... That'd have been good. But that was my thing. I would have done it at 27, but I didn't achieve enough in darts to where I'm like, I can't go out on this.
No.
No one's going to make a fucking movie about this.
You need a decent leave.
Yeah. I had to be like the Kevin Hart of darts and then go out.
You needed to have like the championship game where you turn your back to the board and throw it over your shoulder and bullseye it.
See you on the flippity flip.
I'll do it left-handed like I did with Kupo.
Yeah, you like kill shot backwards.
I needed one bank it off, and I hit a double bull left-handed.
Yeah,
which is my opposite hand. I'm just like, he was like, "You fucking kidding me?" He was so mad.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen Kupo mad.
I've never seen him not mad.
He's
always bitter. Are you kidding me?
Oh, bitter? Yeah, not mad.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, he was just being a
bitter. Yep, bit him too.
Ah,
Jesus Christ. We're going to cut the last 20 minutes of this. Please.
This is gold.
What else do we got?
We peaked at Rat Mouth.
Room of the Stool, Rat Mouth, Royal Wedding.
Renfro.
Plugs.
I don't think I have anything to plug.
I don't either.
That mouth of the rat.
That's about it.
Some dentures. That's my claim to fame on this one.
What, Rat Mouth?
Yeah.
I know a booger toe meant. I went to med school.
Yeah, look at me now. Killing it.
Doing way better than that.
Nothing moving to a closet.
In my mind, you're doing way better than that bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't
being a doctor, here. Dealing with dead people, sick people, crying because their fucking sister died. Like, I would not want
to
deal with
that. That was one thing
shit,
I was starting to get desensitized to, because you do some weird shit as a med student, because, like, whenever you go into the anatomy lab, because we had they're, like, called plasticized models. They're still pieces of human, but you have, like...
They're not real cadavers.
No, they are cadavers, but they have like plastic and like wax mixed together.
Ooh.
And so like you have part of a torso, head,
is that like
arms.
To preserve it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because cadavers are really expensive.
Yeah.
And so if you went to American med school.
Body snatchers, they don't just steal them from like the...
Yeah, that's how they got started in England.
Yeah.
Like that's how they...
Because the church wouldn't let them.
Yeah. So they'd have these like body snatchers go and like dig up bodies and bring them to the medical students and then or like the doctors there.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like you think they're robbing the grave and they're like trying to people put all kinds of shit in their coffin with them. No, we just want the body. They leave all the gold and shit in there.
Yeah, it's like.
Could you do that and not come off as a creep a little bit? It's like, no, we just want the body.
It's for science, dude. Mm, that's
we just
thing.
Want this body.
I'm telling you, if you do it for science.
This hot, dead body.
One of this corpse.
It's like serial killers. Like, if you're a veterinarian and you're, like, doing an autopsy on a cat, that's totally cool because it's for science. But if you're just some kid who eventually become a serial killer and you're dissecting a cat,
it's not creepy if it's for science.
Dude, exactly. There's one thing. We had
just got to put on a lab coat.
We had a pair of lungs from they got from the Ukraine, like a Ukraine like prisoner died of like lung cancer, and they sent us like his lungs, and you could see at the top where like it was all like, I was like corroded and shit.
Dude, I would puke, dude. I could never. I don't know how you.
That's why it was.
Dude, I couldn't even watch ER, and I knew it's fake.
Yeah,
well, and then all of a sudden, like a bone sticking out of a knee. I'm like, I can't.
Oh yeah,
watch
no, I can't
that,
watch
dude.
That stuff. But it was.
But you would have to deal with that, though.
I know exactly. Ugh. But you get over it. But that was the weird thing about it. Is like you had all of these like body parts in the anatomy lab, and you just like walk down, put on your gloves, and just like pick it up, look at it next to your face, like as if that was a normal thing to do.
Yeah.
Anywhere else, it's like you're a psychopath. Yeah. That needs to be put away.
You're like Dexter.
But I'm like, I'm learning.
Yeah.
My ex.
Look at this femur.
Yeah.
What?
My ex would watch like violent movies with me and shit.
Yeah.
And like just freak the fuck out. Like we would watch like The Punisher or something. She's like, it's so bloody. And she was a nurse.
Yeah.
And she told me about one time they fucked up putting a catheter in.
Oh my God.
Like they were doing a straight cath.
Yeah.
And it went in an angle.
My dick is tingling.
Yep.
And they like ripped it out and just like blood everywhere.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Stop.
And she was just so calm about it. Like she wasn't describing the most horrific shit.
Yeah.
But like she was like, well, that's real, so it's okay. I'm like, that's the opposite of how you should be.
That's exactly the opposite, dude.
Yeah. It's like the mental gymnastics that you have as a doctor or nurse is like insane.
Yeah, I couldn't watch the surgeries, let alone have enough like bedside manner to be like, you know, I'm sorry for your loss as they're like crying and shit.
Yeah.
That's the part, like, you have to do that and then go home and eat chicken dinner that your wife prepared. Like, nothing happened at work today.
Calmly cutting your chicken cutlets. Like, how was work today? Guy died on the table. No big deal.
Don't even say that.
It was a good day. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah. Oh, like that kind of.
Yeah, sometimes you just go.
Yeah.
What?
So for
it's like,
that,
this
for
guy got
your...
shot in the head. How can you just say, that's life?
Yeah. So for all your fucking doctor friends that are giving you shit, it's like, dude, they're just as fucked up as comics.
Yeah.
They just paid way more money. That's all.
Right, yeah.
Way more fucked up than comics.
Yeah. And for them to be like, what are you doing, dude? You mean you don't want to do this? Yeah, I don't want to have to deal with that shit, dude. That's crazy to me. I couldn't imagine doing that.
Pick up the saw and let's get to work.
Yeah. Stop being a bitch. Put this little plastic visor thing on and start hacking that bone.
Yeah, and they use, like, power tools. They have, like, DeWalt shit in there.
Yeah. It's like the bone saw.
To just cut through the skull.
Yeah.
Stop being a bitch and look at this brain.
Why are you into that weird shit, talking about cum and dicks and stuff? Just cut this head open.
It's the same shit, dude. That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
We're saving lives. Yeah, okay. It's fucking horrifying.
Yeah, we both provide... The laughter's the best medicine, guys. Would you rather make someone laugh, or would you rather cure cancer?
I got a tumor. I got a tumor the size of a bowling ball. I'm going to see comedy.
That's right. It'll fix it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to rub this gemstone. That'll make it stop.
That's right. Holistics.
Just go see comedy.
Either way, you're dealing with a psycho.
If you have a brain tumor, comedy is the place for you.
Yeah, don't wear pants.
Don't wear pants.
Oh, yeah, rollerblades.
Pants optional for brain tumor.
Right, yeah. Bring your medical papers, too, so people believe you.
God, I can't believe that, dude. I didn't even think about it. I forgot that whole connection with that guy at the show.
Well, I don't have anything to plug. You guys don't have anything. Well, I have that thing on May 31st with Matt. That's about it.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be at Muddy Water doing a charity show.
Yay.
Me.
For suicide awareness.
Matt.
Muddy Water?
Jeff Klein. Yeah.
Nice.
Melissa Nicholas.
Chuck Berry going to be there?
Two people. I have no idea who they are.
Etta James going to be there? Howlin' Wolf going to be there?
That's there the you one go. I was waiting on.
Yeah, you got to an actual blues guy.
You got a buddy guy.
They're all blues guys.
Etta James is not blues.
Well, she was on. They're all on the same label. They were all on Chess Records. That's why I said
they're all the same to you, aren't they, Dave?
Yeah. No, they're on the same label, though.
GTN Records.
GTN Records.
Dude, that sounds good. That sounds like a good record label.
Should have been Rat Mouth Records.
No, he's on GTN Records.
Ratmouth.
DJ Ratmouth is on. I got DJ Ratmouth.
Dude, this
Mouth Riders. Mouth Riders.
Mouth Riders on the Storm.
It's like a complete rip off of Rough Riders.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Squeak, 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 squeak.
Brad gonna give it to you.
Squeak, 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 squeaky, squeak, 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 squeaky, squeak, 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 squeak.
Yeah, it's signed with Rudacris.
Nailed it, dude. Nailed it. Yeah, Rudacris, dude. Nailed it.
Rudacris.
Rudacris. Rudacris is my Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. His mixtape is right. Called Rudacris.
His Rudacris Christmas album?
Use a dough.
Dough.
Use a dough.
Dough. That's
so bad.
All right. I say that, use a dough.
You guys good?
Rapid animals.
Rapid animals.
We have fun here.
Thumper does the beats.
Oh, that's perfect.
He's got the bass.
Yeah.
Or kick bass, if you will.
He's a bunny that does hip hop.
Flower is the muscle.
He's got so many kids, like a real hip hop artist. He's fucking everything. It's like T.I. He's got like fucking 30 kids.
T. T.
Tie instead of pie? Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have a good one. See you
Bye,
next
fellas.
Time.